listener production.
Hi there, Alicia McFarlane with your news briefing. Tragedy in Sydney this afternoon. A three-year-old has died after allegedly being left in a hot car. Police were called to the scene in Glenfield this afternoon and are now investigating. The car owner is assisting police. The group advising the federal government on the voice to parliament has met today with the Prime Minister and opposition leader. It's close to finalising the question wording ahead of a referendum later this year. Co-chair Megan Davis says it could be debated by MPs in parliament within months.
We believe that constitutional recognition through a voice is something that deserves broad support across the community. Bipartisanship is something we would welcome.
Another fatal crash has been recorded in Melbourne today. A cyclist is believed to have died when they collided with a truck. It marks the third fatal crash in the city today. The late Cardinal George Pell has been farewelled in Sydney. Opposition leader Peter Dutton and former PMs John Howard and Tony Abbott are some of the many that attended the service. Here's Archbishop of Sydney Anthony Fisher speaking about Pell's life.
Many appreciate the legacy of this most influential churchman in our nation's history.
Today's service has coincided with protests in the city, with reports three people have been detained. The late Queen will no longer appear on the future $5 note, nor will the King. The Reserve Bank has confirmed a new design is being worked on that honours the culture and history of First Australians, replacing the portrait of Elizabeth II. In sport, a brutal injury blow for the Panthers ahead of their World Club Challenge match. Key forward Liam Martin is set to be ruled out after suffering a shoulder injury at training this week. The reigning premiers will take on Super League heavyweight St Helens on Feb 18. And Brad Haddin has revealed his predicted 11 for Australia's opening match against India next week, the former test keeper opting to leave out middle order batsman Travis Head in favour of an extra spinner.
I'm assuming Green can bowl a couple of overs, and I've gone in with the extra spinner, okay. Murphy and Swepson in line.